Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Vermont has long been tied to the rise of snowboarding, and that's in part because it's been the home of Burton Snowboards, but also because many of the pioneers of the sport call the state home. One of those athletes with an impressive stockpile of awards, medals, and championships from years of competing is still very much in the game now, and she'll be at it again tomorrow as a favorite to win the second gold medal of her career in the women's halfpipe in Sochi. Our sports correspondent Andy Gardner, who's covered seven Winter Olympics games for USA Today, has been writing about Vermonter Kelly Clark's remarkable rise to snowboarding stardom, and he joins us now in our VPR studios. Andy, great to see you again.
It's great to be here and great to talk about Kelly Clark.
You know, Kelly Clark is the most successful snowboarder in history. Remind us of her biggest wins and why she's the most successful.
She won gold in her Olympic debut in Salt Lake City in 2002. And then came back with a bronze in 2010. Her career has been a little bit in reverse from what she thought it would be when she first started out. She was a 14-year-old ninth grader when snowboarding made its debut in 1998. And she watched those Olympic Games from Japan, from Westover, Vermont, and said that that's what I want to do. And she thought that she might be able to make the 2002 team, but she would reach her peak in 2006, and that would probably be the apex of her career. Well, it went backwards. She not only made the 2002 team, she won gold. Then in Torino in 2006, she made a mistake on one of her turns and wound up fourth, a disappointment that she learned from. She came back in 2010 with a renewed focus and won bronze after making another mistake in her first run, but then recouping and making a strong final run to get the bronze. And she thought that was going to be it. But much to her surprise, she found that she still loved the sport and that there were things that she wanted to do, and she thought she'd stick it out a little longer. And what has happened is she is coming off the four most successful years of her career. She won 16 consecutive events during the space of 2011 and 2012. She's a four-time consecutive gold medal winner at the Winter X Games. If Lindsey Vonn is the face of alpine women's skiing in the U.S., Kelly Clark is the face of women's snowboarding.
And you write that Kelly Clark has won more medals, championships, et cetera, more than any man or woman competing
in the sport. Yes, she's had 67 victories and been on the podium 109 times out of 128 competitions.
You know, you mentioned 2006 and her disappointment in Italy. That coincided with the spotlight being put on another Vermonter who won gold that year.
Hannah Teeter is going to be in the mix when the competition is held on Wednesday. She's not been quite up to the form that Kelly Clark has been, but Hannah Teeter of Belmont has won both gold and silver in this event.
Are they rivals, those two? Would they
Yes, friendly rivals,
let's say?
Yes, yes. It's, snowboarding is still kind of a Wild West sport in that it's inventing itself and reinventing itself virtually daily in terms of moves and in terms of how they approach it. So it's there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of closeness between the competitors that you don't find in other disciplines.
I want to ask you about that Wild West aspect of the sport. I mean, it's changed a lot. You quote Kelly Clark as saying that so much has changed in the years that she's been competing. What is she talking about?
Well, it's the moves that they make, the spins, the rotations. Kelly says that if she tried the moves that she won gold with in 2002 today, she wouldn't even make it out of qualifying.
So is she a favorite to win gold going into this competition?
Yes, she is, certainly to medal. Tora Bright of Australia has been her biggest competition, and she is certainly going to be up there for the gold. But the feeling is if Kelly Clark delivers what she can deliver, she can win. She'll win gold.
What does Kelly Clark do with her life outside of snowboarding?
That's another interesting element from the last 4 years, that she thought that with success she would find fulfillment, and it didn't really happen that way. She discovered that she was defining herself through snowboarding when she thought there was more to her than just the sport. She's a very deeply religious person and has a very deep faith, and that has broadened her scope of how she views her sport. And she began a foundation, the Kelly Clark Foundation, in 2010 to help diversify the sport and get disadvantaged youths out on the mountains who might not have the financial wherewithal to do it. And she says every day is a new one. She's not ruling out perhaps coming back for a fifth Olympics in 2018 in South Korea.
Now, that's really interesting because she's 30 years old now, and that's almost like a grizzled veteran of the sport when you're talking about snowboarding, right?
Well, to put it in perspective, Mitch, the silver medalist at the Winter X Games at the U.S. was 13 years old, Chloe Kim. She would have been on the Olympic team, except she's not old enough to qualify. So that's how Kelly is twice as old as some of the new stars coming up.
Finally, Andy, we've got at least a week to go before the men's Olympic hockey starts, but I tell you, I am champing at the bit. You know I'm a big fan. You and I have been talking so much about the possibility of Martin St. Louis making the team to replace Steve Stamkos, and it turns out we both kind of thought it was a long shot. He's in. He's going to be there.
That's one of the really feel-good stories of these Olympics for Vermonters. Even though it's for Team Canada, he and Patrick Sharp, the two UVM alums, will be on the Canadian team. But everyone in hockey, I think, just gave a big cheer when Martin was named as the replacement for Stamkos. And the feeling is that Steve Yzerman, who is the Tampa Bay general manager and was in the selection guru for the Team Canada, had this in mind all along when he named Stamkos to the team, even though he knew he had a broken leg and would be coming back, that when Stamkos wasn't able to go, that he was going to plug Martin St. Louis right into that spot. Because St. Louis' skill set of speed and skill and guile is perfectly matched to the bigger, wider-open Olympic rinks and the wide-open Olympic-style hockey.
It should make for some great sport. We'll see what happens. Andy Gardner has covered 7 Olympics games in the Winter Olympics. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch. Always.